The group of local residents seeking to recall Hofstad includes two former city councilors and now a former city manager. They submitted a new application for a recall petition a week ago and shortened their reasons for recall to meet state requirements. Recall supporters provided three reasons in their latest application. The city's attorney reviewed the three and determined only one met legal grounds for issuing a petition. That's the allegation that Hofstad has spread rumors about the current mayor, city manager, and former manager Bruce Jones. Jones signed the petition this time around. He confirmed he's heard those rumors spread by Hofstad, and it prompted him to sign the application. He declined further comment at this time, saying he wants to keep the option open for legal action against her. The attorney found that language about the rumors had enough detail to allow Hofstad an opportunity to rebut the claim. Attorney Paul Dillon did not give an opinion on whether there was any truth to the allegations against Hofstad, simply whether the claims are recallable offenses. Dillon wrote to the city that the two other claims did not have enough information to support an allegation of wrongful conduct. One claim was that Hofstad's gender discrimination suit against Mayor Al Dwyer unnecessarily cost the city $20,000 to investigate. The attorney wrote that Hofstad had the legal right to file such a claim if she believed there were sufficient grounds to do so. Former City Councilor John Haverlick is one of the sponsors and says he's glad the city is issuing the petition.
I still feel the calling for the sexual discrimination when there obviously was none. It was just a battle of two personalities, and sexual implications and discrimination were never a part at any time of those problems, and it cost the city $20,000 we didn't have to spend. I still, to me, that's inappropriate, but I am glad that the attorney found that the slanderous, unfounded comments that Ms. Hofstad keeps making and is still making are reasons for allowing the petition to proceed.
The other claim that did not survive attorney scrutiny alleges that Hofstad obtained lower property tax assessments for herself and others and then wanted the city to buy out the assessor's contract for $40,000. Dillon wrote that those charges, without additional information from recall supporters, did not rise to the level of wrongful conduct. That allegation also rankled one family member, Mark Hofstad. In an email to KFSK, he says he feels targeted in the application language. He says he did contest some mistakes in his assessment and says he settled the issue with the assessor without it reaching the Board of Equalization and without any involvement from Melinda. For her part, Hofstad has maintained throughout that she has not done anything to warrant a recall. She wanted to wait to comment on this latest application until the city made its decision. She was out of town Thursday and did not return calls from KFSK to her cell phone in time for this story. The sponsors will have 60 days to collect the signatures of 181 local voters. That's one quarter of the people who voted in Petersburg's city council race back in October. The deadline is February 9th. If they are successful in securing enough signatures, then a yes or no vote on recalling Hofstad would go to voters in a special election sometime in the spring. We'll have more on the recall attempt coming up next week on Local News. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.